Hey, Ring Rust Radio listeners, this is Wade Keller from Pro Wrestling Torch inviting you to check out my podcasts, the Wade Keller Pro Wrestling Post Shows and Wade Keller Pro Wrestling Podcasts, free 4 days per week. Just search Wade Keller on Apple Podcasts or Stitcher or any podcast app on your iPhone or Android device, and you'll see two logos pop up, a red logo, that's for our Post Raw and Post SmackDown shows, and a blue logo, that's my Podcast One feed featuring Flagship Thursday and Interview Friday. On the Raw and SmackDown Post Shows, we take your calls live as soon as the show goes off the air at WadeKellerPodcast.com. We talk to an on-site correspondent about what happened off-air, and I'm joined by a wide array of co-hosts in rotation, including Mike Chiari from Ring Rust Radio. And then we answer your email questions. Check it out. That's the Wade Keller Post Show and Wade Keller Podcast. Search Wade Keller and subscribe.
Shaving can be a nightmare if you have sensitive skin like me. Thankfully, I found a way to make shaving less painful for your face and your wallet. Harry's stands behind the quality of their blades, but they know that switching razors isn't an easy decision. So they created a trial offer, and you can claim yours by going to harrys.com/ringrust. Harry's is so confident you're going to love their blades, they'll give you their trial shave set when you sign up at harrys.com/ringrust. Your trial shave set includes a weighted ergonomic razor handle, 5 precision-engineered blades with a lubricating strip and trimmer blade, rich lathering shave gel, and a travel blade cover. Listeners of Ring Rust Radio can redeem their trial set at harrys.com/ringrust. Make sure you go to harrys.com/ringrust to redeem your offer and let them know that I sent you to help support the show. That's harrys.com/ringrust. harrys.com/ringrust.
All right, guys, it's time for Dirt Sheet Busters. Hit that music.
Scoop, scoop. Per sauce, there's a feeling that it's interesting to note. Dirt Sheet Busters. If there's something strange in the latest report, who are you going to call?
Dirt Sheet Busters.
If it's an egregious lie and anonymous is sourced, who are you going to call?
Dirt Sheet Busters!
I ain't afraid of no lies. I ain't printing a retraction. Dirt Sheet Busters!
Alright, guys, I know the recorder's running this time. Let's do this thing, Mike Chiari.
This is from Wrestling Observer Newsletter. AOP isn't going to be back on TV until WWE has something for them.
Wow, there's a lot of initials in there.
Psych!
Oh, damn it.
Isn't every time. John Pollock via the Wrestling Observer Newsletter reported that the Authors of Pain haven't been around because one of the members has a visa issue. I mean, get that credit card sorted out. Apparently that issue has been resolved, but they're waiting on bringing them back since the focus is currently on pushing the B-Team and Dolph and Drew. It was noted that the company doesn't want them to be just another team, so they plan to bring them back when they can focus on getting them over. And, not like a day or two after this report, AOP was on Main Event.
Really?
Yeah.
That's terrible.
So it seems like they were brought back.
AOP was on Main Event.
Plan. Yeah.
Yikes, dude.
I did not know that.
Yikes, dude.
Doesn't seem like that was the plan at all.
Oh, God. No wonder Ellering didn't want to come up.
Well,
it wasn't the road, it was the booking. Oh.
Just as an aside, Triple H said something like how he wasn't involved in the decision-making process with Ellering not being with AOP, which basically means he wanted him to be with them, and Vince was like, nope. And then he said that he's talked with Ellering and that he loved what he brought to the table in NXT and that he would love to work with him again and wants to, and he told him that, but he's waiting for the right moment and the right thing to bring him back in NXT. So hopefully he's back and can manage somebody again because he did a great job.
Yeah, Kona Reeves.
Yeah, that would be an interesting combo, I guess.
Go ahead.
That's from PW Insider. Plans changed at Money in the Bank.
Oh, my God, I can't believe it.
I'm sure they did.
The original plan for the main event at last night's WWE Money in the Bank pay-per-view was for Ronda Rousey versus Nia Jax to close the show, along with Alexa Bliss cashing in to become the new Raw Women's Champion, according to PW Insider. The decision was made sometime this weekend to close the show with the men's Money in the Bank ladder match instead. I mean, if your plan was to have Ronda Rousey not win the title and to have a heel cash in, and your plan was also to have Braun Strowman, who you're pushing as your biggest star, to win, my guess is this was always the way it was laid out.
Yeah, it kind of feels like this was the only true way you could lay this story out.
Yeah, a little bit.
No, I disagree.
I mean, the women's Money in the Bank match could have opened.
WrestleMania 31 ended with Seth Rollins. He was a heel.
And that's a little bit different, though.
Not really.
It's WrestleMania.
So?
And he's Money not in the Braun. Bank. Not, none of these parts that you're mentioning are Braun Strowman, who's the biggest in the world, so fastest in the world.
I mean, I hate Braun Strowman, but, I mean, obviously he's super over, and they're pushing him as their top guy. So.
Yeah, so he's super over. He is over. Right. Roman Reigns
they
is
did that WrestleMania. They could do that Money in the Bank, guys. It's okay.
Oh, they didn't.
Nope, nope. What's going to happen is Braun Strowman's going to fucking lose the match because he'll be number one contender, too, and he'll cash in and then win the title.
I don't know what any of that means. That's from PW Insider. Hope you don't want to know what Sami Zayn's injury is.
I don't think he's got one.
Well, Sami Zayn's currently dealing with an injury, according to PW Insider. Zayn's been working through the injury, but is now headed to the dreaded Birmingham, Alabama this week to have the injury examined. Sami was booked to take the easy loss to Bobby Lashley at Money in the Bank because of the injury, or because that was always what he was going to do, because it's fucking Bobby Lashley. No word yet on specifics of the injury, but Sami was not at last night's Raw, and Money in the Bank was his last date until he's able to return. Stay tuned for updates on his status. So much just gray area there.
Yeah, well, I...
Perfect their cheat report.
They definitely saw him not being advertised for shows.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I hope he's not injured.
He's got a body injury.
That's the last thing we need for Sami Zayn is a fucking an injury right now.
Especially because Raw fucking blows, and it was one of the good parts of it.
Yeah. Even in a shitty storyline.
Yep. Guys, Braun might cash in his Money in the Bank.
What? When? When?
Well, I'll tell you.
Okay, tell me.
I mean, there is a chance he doesn't, so I guess...
I guess it could happen. He could
win
so dumb, he could win a year.
Kennedy didn't.
John F?
No, John K.
Wow, that's fucked up.
If he had Money in the Bank at the time, he certainly didn't cash it in.
He was gonna. He was lifting up to shake it, and they shot the case instead. It saved his life.
Damn.
He was about to cash in, and then Lee Oswald's like, nope.
Yeah,
or
yeah,
the government.
Right.
There's a government.
I was gonna say, yeah, Lee Harvey Oswald.
JFK was Baron Corbin.
Yep. Braun Strowman winning the briefcase at WWE Money in the Bank was likely planned a while back. Why don't you fucking tell us then? Dave Meltzer indicated on Wrestling Observer Radio that Braun winning Money in the Bank and possibly cashing in at SummerSlam during the match between Roman Reigns versus WWE Universal Champion Brock Lesnar may have been hinted at by a WWE source when the Reigns versus Lesnar plan was revealed last week. As noted, Reigns is expected to face Lesnar again at the August 19th SummerSlam pay-per-view. The match was not confirmed internally as of last week, but that was the plan at one point. This will likely be the end of Lesnar's current WWE run as his contract is expiring. So... Meltz gives us that, but then he kind of adds a little more to it. According to Dave Meltzer, Wrestling Observer, something huge might happen at SummerSlam 2018. Meltzer talked about how a source within WWE said something to him a few weeks ago regarding the possible Brock Lesnar-Roman Reigns rematch in the main event of SummerSlam 2018, and he couldn't understand it then, as it wasn't a clear hint, but he gets it now. WWE could be playing for... Yep, I'll read that again. So, source within WWE said something to him a few weeks ago regarding the possible Brock versus Roman rematch in the main event of SummerSlam.
You better watch that Brock-Roman rematch. Something big's going to happen there.
He couldn't understand it then.
What the hell's big happen? What could he mean?
Because it wasn't a clear hint. But he gets it now.
Wow. Honestly, I believe this. That's how it works.
Yeah.
I believe it. That's a good scoop. That's a good scoop.
Well, I bet the guy was like, yeah, I heard that Reigns and Lesnar might have a monstrous match on their hands at SummerSlam, eh?
He's like, monstrous match?
And I was like, what
does that mean? What a weird adjective to use there. It's odd. Have you been on the thesaurus.com? Oh, I get it. It's like when you get a joke the next day and you're like, damn it, I should have called him the fucking idiot.
He got the joke 3 weeks later. Why did the jerk store call?
Yeah, I was thinking the same thing, Mike.
Throw it out of you! This is from the Dirty Sheets. Tampa John is practicing for his role in Jerry Maguire 2.
Okay. I saw him in a, what's that, Armor All commercial today.
Armor All?
Yeah, the stuff you clean your car with.
Yeah.
He was in a commercial. He's like in the driver's
seat. Yeah, I've seen that.
That's the first time I saw it today. I also saw that Toyota commercial that uses his theme song again, and I was like, why is this still a thing?
It's so weird. There was a MLW commercial during SmackDown last night, Donnie.
Really?
In the New York area, yeah.
That's cool.
It's really weird.
I like that. Well, because they're advertising locally. New York's a strong market. They know where to go.
Yeah, it's the best market.
I said it's strong. It ain't the best.
According to DirtySheets.net, John Cena could possibly be holding up Daniel Bryan's deal with the WWE. Bryan has yet to sign a new WWE deal, with WWE already laying out a 3-year extension on the table for him. But it's now being reported that John Cena has advised Bryan to hire ICM Partners, who represent and manage John Cena, to help Bryan with his contract negotiations. ICM apparently hasn't been present during the ongoing negotiations, but have been regularly consulting with Bryan to make sure he gets what is best for him. The belief is that this could be Bryan's last deal with WWE, so they're advising him to secure a lengthy one and milk as much money and perks as possible, such as a request for creative control.
So contract negotiations.
So Tampa John is his agent, hence Jerry Maguire. Show me the creative control!
I'm getting that.
By the way, I'm pretty sure Tampa John would just be like, do anything that Vince tells him, be like, Really fuck Daniel Bryan out of this contract for me, alright?
You're my favorite superstar.
What'd
you call them? ICM?
ICM.
So I was sitting here and I literally wrote it down. I was trying to find money. Insane clown money. That's what John Wayne Gacy was into. No, I think that I was sitting here trying to figure out a way to make it Vince. Just make him own that company, because he said it's John Cena's representation, it's just Vince.
Alpha Entertainment. That's his other company.
Yeah. You're stupid. Your jokes suck.
Wasn't a joke. That's really the name of his company.
Yeah, you're a joke.
Stupid fucking idiot. This is from the Elf. Elf tells us why AJ beat Nock. What's the story?
Sunday night
at Money in the Bank, AJ Styles and Shinsuke Nakamura fought it out in a last man standing match for the WWE Championship, though Nock was the odds-on favorite to win the title heading in. Styles ended up retaining after a brutal match. Now, the Elf of Wrestling Observer has reported about the possible reason behind this move by WWE.
The heart of the matter.
Now, Styles has been one of the most popular superstars on the entire roster ever since his arrival in WWE. It's only fitting that he holds one of the top championships in the company. Elf, however, reports that Styles retaining at Money in the Bank has more to do with the fact that he is on the cover of the latest installment of the WWE video game WWE 2K19. You already turned him heel. He's awesome as a heel. Nakamura, that is. Like, do it. Put the title on him. But they didn't do it. It turns out that AJ Styles has been confirmed for the cover of WWE 2K19. That explains why he's the champion, I was told last night.
Okay.
I mean, Seth Rollins was no champion at all, and he was on the fucking cover last year. I'm sure there's been many instances where the person who was on the cover was not champion.
No, that makes a lot of sense here. I think it makes a lot of sense.
Oh, yeah?
That's why you wouldn't want to lose the title now, right, when he's the cover boy. Seems weird.
Does it?
Yeah, does. Mm. It does.
Does it?
Yes.
Does it?
This is from F4W.
You're not doing so good today, Mike. You're
doing great.
Seems like Davey M is fucking taking you to the woodshed.
Uh-oh.
Guess when Big Cass was released?
Tuesday.
Yeah. As noted, Big Cass was released from WWE today. According to Dave Meltzer at F4OW Online, Vince McMahon called a private meeting at today's SmackDown taping in Toledo and fired Cass.
So he called a meeting to fire this guy?
Yeah, I guess so.
Yikes, that's brutal, man. I'd be fucking pissed off if
he was fired on the day that they said he was fired.
It's fucking crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah, but he's scooping you that there was a big meeting. He fired him in front of the whole place.
Well, I don't think he said that there was a meeting with everybody.
That's what he just said. Read that part again.
That it was a meeting. You didn't say who was there.
No, read that part again.
Said, called a private meeting at today's SmackDown taping in Toledo and fired Cass.
Fucking fired him in front of a meeting. How many people were there? Upwards of 8.
So, that means. Okay. Ready for the coup de grace?
Private meeting with Big Cass.
Right, that's why it would be called a private meeting. Coup de grace?
Please, yes. God damn it, dude. This Big Cass, 15 minutes too long.
Big Cass was released because he went full Enzo.
Oh, shit.
Never go full
so wait,
Enzo.
He went full Enzo? He's got a fucking, he's got a rap video on Worldstar?
Wow, he's working toward that.
I do, I really would like him. I'm 7 feet tall and you can't teach that!
So this is a two.
They're gonna do the new Mace and Puff Daddy.
No, I was gonna say it sounded like Beastie Boys when I just did that. We're gonna go with the Beastie feel to this.
This is a two-parter.
Enzo is gonna come in and be yeah, he's 7 feet tall, yeah. Good. Let's go.
According to Justin Barrasso of Sports Illustrated.
Oh, Mr. 1000.
Oh, here we go.
Mr. 1000.
No, Rey Mysterio.
Wait, did I send you an article, Mike?
You sent it to me.
Yeah, and then there was a second part that I'm also working on here that I'm going to tell you about.
Coming through the wire.
According to Justin Barrasso of Sports Illustrated, a major issue was Big Cass excessively drinking during most of the European tour.
Blue Pants. He Blue Pants it.
He Blue Pants it, yep. And weren't they like working with Blue Pants in NXT? It all comes full circle.
Yep.
And having attitudes with others while drunk. Moreover, being intoxicated while in public is something that WWE does not condone.
So Mike PR. They're just describing Mike PR at this point.
Which is why they were sour on Cass. And this is Wrestling Inc. saying this part. According to a source I reached out to, it was added that Cass could have been getting too comfortable with this character and getting in conflict with people backstage. And these are situations that usually get wrestlers in hot water.
Well, I
so
just imagine
he thought it was a shoot.
He walked up to the dude who's fucking like doing the writing and he's like, "What's up, Sean Stack? Look at you fucking guy!
Give me a freaking script, bro!"
He's just screaming at small people in the back. He's living the gimmick, and he's like, "Oh, holy shit, they let you out of fucking circus for the fucking show? I can't believe it. It's so exciting."
The source added that Cass could have been trying to make up for offending others by playing politics, and it was probably a case of, and this is a direct quote, "keeping it real, going wrong."
Chappelle Show, right? Where keeping it real goes wrong. That's what we're talking about, remember?
So he was watching James Ellsworth just bang Carmella, and that's where this all came from.
keeping it real goes wrong.
Oh my god, that's amazing.
That's a good one.
We got some more information on the Big Cass release.
Right off the wire, hot off the scoop.
Pro Wrestling
Donnie McBoyle over here, ready to roll.
Pro Wrestling Sheet has learned Big Cass doesn't seem to have been fired for one certain reason. Instead, it was a mix of multiple things.
An amalgamation.
Some might say. The most noteworthy happening on WWE's European tour. As we first reported, Cass went against a directive from Vince McMahon last month during a segment involving a little person. We're told this is when things began to go south for him. Okay, so then he referenced the Sports Illustrated's thing, and then multiple sources tell us one of the incidents which rubbed people the wrong way happened in private on the WWE bus chauffeuring talent in Europe. We're told the bathroom lock was apparently broken, but Cass didn't realize it, thought he was being pranked. After being stuck inside for too long, a claustrophobic / angry Cass broke down the door.
Just picturing the Hulk.
But if the doors doesn't lock, then how is it he can't open it?
I guess it did lock. It was apparently, he thought it was broken. This meant people had to embarrassingly use the bathroom afterward with no door. Oh no. This obviously made some of the riders.
You're just going tinkle. You're not fucking taking a big
shit though.
That'd be great.
Maybe someone take a shit.
I honestly would be like, leave the door up. I don't care. Let them see it.
This obviously made some of the riders on the bus unhappy.
The riders on the bus go, wah, 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 wah.
It's worth noting that some understood his frustration, though, and weren't as angry as others. both of these incidents in such short time, coupled with 1 to 2 additional unverified incidents that we're working to confirm with sources, seem to have been the final straw.
Shout out to my daughter for giving me the inspiration for a fucking Wheels on the Bus song.
That was amazing.
That's
fucking
ridiculous.
Keeping it real went wrong, guys.
I know. Now I want to go watch Chappelle's Show. I literally went back and watched the Wayne Brady skit the other day.
Oh my God, so
bitch,
good.
Is Wayne Brady up to smack a bitch? It's ridiculous. It's just the whole show is so ridiculous, so ahead of its time as well. All right, guys, it's time now for Fantasy Standings. Yeah, we had a draft and fuck Bobby Roode, man, for real. He won the week as soon as I dropped him.
That's the best. Yeah, you deserve it.
I know, I do. I kind of do.
In last place, 17th with -105, BG.
BG is, he's not good at this anymore.
No. But he might not be in last for long, because in 16th with -100, Joe.
Joe is
fucking selling for everyone this season.
He is. It sucks, man. It's not fun.
In 15th with -50, Robert.
Robert Hernandez also not doing good. He's bringing shame to his family.
In 14th, -45, Matt Judd.
Matt Judd came in here with like a wrecking ball thinking he was hot shit, and he got it pwned with the shit.
13th, -40, Dante.
Dante. I think Mike Yari drafted his team. That explains a lot.
I did not. In 12th with -35, Daniel.
Oh, hello.
Hello.
One of the best artists in town. If you need any graphic design work, go to Daniel Hayden. He's the fucking best, man. I showed you guys the picture, like the old school movie poster picture where Mike Chiari and his Cut Your Dick shirts getting grabbed up by a big monster hand.
And then you were scared like a little bitch in it. Very realistic. In 11th with -20,
Donnie.
I look
fancy as shit. I was in a suit. What am I at?
-20.
You know what's crazy? I looked at my team for the first time this year to when I went to do the draft, supplementary draft. Every one of my guys is in positive except for one guy who's -55.
Yep, that'll do it.
Who is it, Bobby Roode?
Yep.
Yeah, now he's gone. Yep. And then he won. In 10th with -17.5, Ira.
Yikes, dude. Ira, me and Ira are like, yeah, what the fuck happened to us, man? We'll smoke it away.
That's what the problem is, I think, maybe. In 9th with -10, Alex McNinch.
Whatever. Just whatever.
It's not nice.
Whatever.
In 8th. With 0.
Yeah, I'm Mike.
Roger Allen.
Thank you for your service, brother. He's he's an asshole, but he's a very good man. But Mike Chiari, I just thought of you, and then I got sick to my stomach, so.
That's good. You mean a lot, actually. In 7th place with 35, Andrew Sampson.
Yeah, the porn carnival extraordinaire.
In 6th with 45, Angel.
It wasn't even something negative. It's just he's something he likes. He just likes, you know.
Right. He wears a
I mean,
belly.
How many people do you think get busted jerking off in those bathrooms?
Oh, my God.
They probably just do it out in the open.
Could you just imagine having, like, just being on cleanup duty for that convention?
You're just don't use a black light. Just don't.
You're just perpetually slipping. You're just constantly you're like whoa, like you're on a pair of skates.
Not
and just
even. You're just sticky.
It's like you're just gliding across like you're on a piece of butter on a hot griddle.
Have you seen that commercial where it's like, Geico, it's like, if you're a soccer player, you celebrate by sliding and he just slides all the way around the field. That's what you do at the porn carnival.
Yep.
On come. In 5th with 65, George Sparrows.
Thank you for explaining it to me. I didn't know what was going to happen. Problem. George was in the draft, which we're going to talk about in just a moment as well, huh?
Yep. In 4th with 80, George Cruz.
Nah. We have the better George in our draft.
That's not nice.
This t-shirt buying asshole.
They're both great.
Fucking George Cruz messaged me. He's like, yo, I bought a few t-shirts. It was literally a box stacked with
like
girls.
So many.
I was just like, what
problem.
Is your fucking problem, dude? I told him that he could buy attention horrors.
You have a much bigger problem with him liking t-shirts than Samson going to porn carnivals, is what I've come to notice.
Of course, and because the man, he's so rich because I know he's so rich because he fucking buys all these shirts, and he doesn't know how to clean up a spill. Which means he's got somewhere there's a fucking maid in his house just looking like, when is this asshole going to learn? Like, can you clean my face? George is an asshole.
I love you, George. And 3rd with 85, Matt Cantillon.
Cantillani. spit in your face.
And then it's a tie for first with 105.
You don't get to yell
Andrew Skeens. And the artist, formerly known as the Honorable, no. Venerable Lord,
oh, what is
Final Captain Kaiser, General Commander, Heartbreak Kid, Hitman, Stone Cold, Macho Man, Hollywood, Big Sexy Bad Guy, Beast Incarnate, Nature Boy, People's Champion, Big Dog,
against
Mr.
Skeener was his friend, and now he's going to turn on him.
Dr. Darth Vader, Bishop, Admiral, Maestro, Master Sensei, Professor, Mr. Big Money, Mike Fredonic,
Would you shut the fuck up? Naomi's on TV. He's way louder than you now, Donnie. There's a problem here.
Well, let me say something. You really should.
I think your soundbox is dying.
Lucy keeps playing with it. It's very funny. She'll just take it.
Get some new batteries or something.
She'll go in the other room and I'll just hear like laughing and shit like that. I know she's got the box. Or a random fart, and I'm like, Lucy. But yeah, Mike, you really shouldn't have done it this week. You're tied for first. You have to be first by yourself. Andrew Skeens is a friend of yours, and if I'm him, I'm super offended by what you just did. You basically said he's in second place.
Mm-hmm.
Or both.
No, then you are sharing it, so it's not your first name. You don't get to do your nickname.
Yes, I do.
No, you don't.
It just happened.
Well,
so
next, you know what?
What do I do?
BG, next time that happens, we hang up on him.
Ooh.
Please do. Then I could be done early.
Yeah, well, we're going to hang up on you. We'll see how you like it.
We're going to record this last.
Yeah.
Suspend me like I'm Ronda Rousey.
30 days.
Peace.
30 minutes.
That'll be a lot quicker.
30 minutes. We got to get you back here. We got to do our segments and record. okay, so that's – and we had a supplemental draft, correct?
Yes, we did. So in no particular order.
Just tell us who
George
moves.
George Cruz dropped Brock Lesnar for Jason Jordan.
Terrible move.
As you do. Is that
who did that? George Cruz?
Yeah.
Just liking him less and less.
Skeener dropped Nina Jax, picked up Ruby Riott.
That's a good idea. Ruby Riott's being a bully backstage. That means a push.
Donnie dropped Bobby Roode, who then won, for Leo Rush.
I don't care. I need that albatross on my fucking team.
Yeah.
Alex McNinch dropped Bailey for Keith Lee, and it's BG's fault that he had Bailey for -50.
Yeah, it's true. Also, Keith Lee showing up at NXT
you
TakeOver.
For him.
Oh.
NXT TakeOver, Keith Lee being there. He looks like an old uncle. he does. He looks like an old man uncle. But he's so awesome. I'm so glad he's there. He's going to do so many cool things in NXT.
Dante dropped Jinder Mahal for Kevin Owens, who BG dropped.
Yikes.
And got 5 points right off the bat.
Unfucking believable.
That's what happens. I'm not trying to get out of last, though. That's the thing.
PG dropped Kevin Owens for Alexa Bliss.
You hate yourself.
Angel dropped Brian Kendrick for the power of Tozawa.
Nice.
I dropped No Way Jose for Shane Thorne. Matt Judd dropped Chad Gable for Bo Dallas. And Roger Allen Roger dropped Montez Ford for Lindsay Dorado, who then got -10 right away.
Unbelievable.
Right? There was no reason for that match to even happen.
This is my life now, for real. Okay. That was good. Now let's get into the June pay-per-view match draft results, BG.
All right. Well, here's what happened, Donnie.
I said.
Donnie, you got one vote.
It was the computer, right? It was us, right?
It was us. You got one.
Awesome.
I got three votes. George, how about this? It was between George and Mike. So what do you think the difference was in how many votes?
Well, what's the percentage? Let's do percentage.
No, well, I fucked up, so there was no percentage for this one. It was just how many people voted. Yeah.
Unreal. The difference was 3 votes.
Donnie?
I don't know, 2 votes.
It was 2 votes!
Wow.
Mike won with 17.
Yeah!
Just bullshit.
Well, I said George should have my votes, so I kind of won too.
He still would have lost.
No, because if you had my one vote to him, we're still one short though.
That's what I said.
So Stephen Bixby says, "Man, that felt weird to vote for Kiari."
Yes, it doesn't feel good.
Let it happen.
Nah.
Alex Acosta says Donnie is lucky that James Harrison is not his father, or he would slap him for voting for himself.
That's stupid.
Mark Grolke says, BG, not enough 2002 matches, which was a theme in our comments. Wasn't that many good matches in 2002.
I don't know. You talk about it like they're all good.
No, in 2002, King of the Ring wasn't that many good matches. George, so for this one, Mark Grolke, George, you have a great card. But Chiari, you get my vote. Those tag matches are fueling my chub.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Jesus Christ.
Nathan Tomlanovich says, I'll echo Grolke and say BG not going with all 2002 matches, lost my vote. I'll go with George and certainly not that smug asshole Chiari.
Patty, patty, patty.
It seems like you're the one who's being the dickhead to him, so it's really on
me?
You. Yeah.
Not me.
You're a garbage person.
I'm a good person.
You're like that water that gets stuck at the bottom of the trash can and smells like just the worst. That's you.
Hmm. Wow.
Yeah.
That sucks, Mike. Yeah. Brian Balfour.
I'm a winner, at least.
Brian Balfour says, decent cards all around, except Donnie.
Ignorant.
MGI gets my vote this time. It seems like no one liked your card, Donnie, because you don't got the vote from us. But George will close us out here. Our buddy George Cruz sent us to WrestleMania 2 years in a row. Great draft, but they could use a few bong rips in the background to liven things up. Hashtag Team Ira.
Oh, shit. Ira got votes. Ira got as many votes as I did. I voted myself. Unbelievable. All right. Well, you know what, guys? We got to move on. All right, guys. It's time for emails. Keep them short, keep them sweet. Keep them perfect. We're talking about ringwrestling@yahoo.com. Mike, you're number one.
This is from Lord Stephen Regal.
He's one of the guys who's in charge of our Facebook group, so we appreciate that. And if you guys want to be part of our Facebook group, go on over there, find Stephen Keogh, K-E-O-G-H, and sign up. Get him to hook you up.
Subject, attention, Hars.
Hars.
Patreon email, go to patreon.com/ringrestradio. Chip is the email tier. Higher guarantee is one more run a month. Who wants to walk with Stylus?
I think it's Stylus.
No, well, the L's before the I.
Stylus.
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 No, nobody. No. Nobody. So I'm loving Stylus. Attention Horrors, and I'm happy to fly the flag on the Facebook page so this show continues to grow. Thank you, Steven. Like Donnie, I love all the serial killer and paranormal shit. I was wondering if you could review a couple of things for me at some point down the line. Number one is the Zodiac Killer. This fascinated me to the point I watched the movie 3 times in 1 day just so I could find things I hadn't in previous viewings.
All right, so I'll address that real quick. Zodiac Killer is on our schedule to do because we had a lot of fun with Jack the Ripper where we kind of could solve the case along with him and kind of go through the different theories. Zodiac Killer is another example of that, and I kind of like the sleuthing aspect of it. So I'm thinking maybe we save that for October for Halloween.
Number two is about the New Mexico Penn State riot in 1980. Penn State isn't in New Mexico. If you haven't seen anything about this, watch this doc. And then there's a link. It's crazy to think how much violence could take place over such a short period of time. Obviously, I don't expect to get an hour plus review on these topics, so just general views on either would be great. I also don't expect MCHI or BG to have much knowledge on either subject. I know about the Zodiac Killer. I want to have it on the show. I told Donnie even.
Yeah, it's one of the most fascinating stories in all of true crime. He dresses up like a fucking nerd and becomes he honestly becomes like the guys from fucking Monty Python and the Holy Grail and fucking starts offing people like he's Son of Sam at the same time. And as far as the doc goes about the riot, I saw it up the mountains where we have our cabin. Mike, here, I have a question for you. You got a mountain place as well.
It's not mountains, but.
Well, you got a woods place. I don't know what the fuck you call it. Ours is in the mountains. So, do you have a television?
Yes.
Does it have cable?
No.
No, but you have an antenna.
No, we just use it to watch like DVDs and Blu-rays and shit.
Okay, we have an antenna, like a weird little antenna on the roof. So we only get like 4 channels, but no matter what the weather, no matter how bad it is outside, we always get the true crime channel. So I must have watched like prison riots going wrong and like all this crazy shit. It's all we watch up there is local news and fucking true crime shows. And usually they have like antenna TV, which is like all old, like Gilligan's Island and shit like that. So that's cool too. But absolutely. So I watched the videos on it. Not much to add to it. It's just more like, just absolute carnage. In this one, what they're talking about is they attacked they took over the prison, the inmates, and they attacked a high and I don't even know how you would describe the part of the where the isolation is, where they had all the people who were protected, like all the child molesters and shit like that, who were, they've requested private isolation away from the rest so they didn't get attacked. They were essentially trapped in there, and they killed almost every one of them in brutal fashion. Lit some on fire and burned them alive, chopped their heads off with axes, and it's brutal. It's fucking absolutely insane. So, yeah. It's a lot, but we will be getting to Zodiac Killer soon. And attention, ours, we got plenty of really awesome stuff coming your way. So thank you for spreading the word. And if you are interested in anything like that, aliens or conspiracy theories or anything, magic, anything, check it out. You'll love it. Next email.
Next email comes from Alex Andrusev Contreras. Subject is favorite guy or gal. Patreon email. But patreon.com/ringersradio, donate to the email tier or higher. Guarantee there's one email right on the show each month. Hey, yo. Who is your favorite current performer? Could be wrestler, non-wrestler, in any promotion. Donnie, I'm not sure how you would interrupt the question, but you do you, boo-boo. Do you. My favorite current wrestler is Mustafa Ali. His entrance is bomb with that glowing Sub-Zero mask, and he has been having some great matches.
Agreed.
Thank you for reading my email. Ring Rust. Alexander Rusev.
So I didn't answer his question.
Of course not.
I did
so
it by.
Should we go first?
I did it. No, I'll go. I broke it down in two things. I did my favorite in-ring worker, male and female, and my favorite character, male and female. So for right. In-ring, Kenny Omega for men and Asuka for women. And for character, Ciampa for men and Nikki Cross for women.
The Miz and Sasha Banks. Surprise.
AJ Styles, Becky Lynch.
So no surprises. Got it.
Nope.
Next email is from Samoa Joe. Oh, by the way, thank you for that email. We didn't just fly through that. It's just we handled our business.
I think we did it recently, too.
Yeah.
Of, like, where our top fives were.
I don't know. He doesn't.
Yeah, of all time and current, we did.
He doesn't listen to the show.
I don't blame him.
This is from Samoa Joe Nicholas, and this is from WWE UK. That's the subject. English accent required here. Hello. I've been a patron since November, so it's about time I sent in my first email since I started paying you guys. That's how money works. All right. After hearing that the UK tournament might not be showing live, is this proof that WWE only really care about USA market when it comes to TV shows? Obviously, they're doing shows in other countries.
Become a fucking limey bastard over
here. And hiring foreign talent, but every recorded show as they go on to USA time. UK Raw is still showing at 1 a.m. for us, even though it's recorded during the day. And we can't have any pay-per-views for the same reason. Also, nearly every foreign superstar tends to be heels and rarely becomes faces when they are popular as Rusev. I know it's a long time, a long one, Danny, but I'm sure we'll have fun with email Joe Nichols from Oxford.
What is happening? I don't even know
what Michael Caine to, like,
were.
Steve Irwin, like, I don't even know what the end was.
Fucking Outback Don over here.
It was a little all over the place. Got a little all over the place there for a minute.
Can you do it again?
Absolutely not.
You could never do it again. You could never replicate that.
That was amazing.
Listen, WWE is based in the United States. They're
Will get to this part of the show.
They won't. WWE is the United States based, which means they're going to always appease their first and foremost customers. And as much as the people in the UK and the people around the world love it, most of the audience for WWE is in the United States. So they're going to appease them first, which with the time and stuff like that. But the hope is with the United Kingdom getting their own kind of like federation, essentially, they will get more random stuff like this. We're already at the 3 o'clock on Monday. We get it. I like the stuff during the day. It makes it very interesting. While I always think that Raw is going to be on at its time, I wouldn't mind seeing a pay-per-view. They're the one who control the network. It's not, they don't have any TV rights deals. I think that I would love to see now that they're doing that. And it seems like with they're going to Australia with this giant event at this place that they're talking about. Like, it's greatest Royal Rumble, too. I think that they're going to do more stuff like that. They're going to do more live events like that. So that's what I'm kind of hoping for. Because if they're doing – they did one in Saudi Arabia. And they did one in Australia. I can't wait to see the kind of stuff they're going to do when they get to the United Kingdom or parts of Europe.
Yep, and NXT was in London a few years ago, and that was awesome.
I mean, they're doing the London stuff right now. They did it with the original tournament.
Well, that wasn't live.
Royal Albert Hall. It was awesome. It was. It was live. Fucking, it was live. The first one was.
The one that's coming up?
No, the first one with Michael Cole and Nigel, they were doing that live.
The United Kingdom tournament.
Yeah.
Oh, I think the one coming up on next week.
No. But, you know, the thing with WWE is it's going to do and it's going to go toward wherever the money is. And in terms of TV, the United States is where the money is, especially with the Fox deal coming up next year. So it's understandable why they're leading that way. But, like, with the Greatest Royal Rumble, they show that they're willing to be flexible. But, again, that was due to money. So I think that they're always going to, in TV terms, they'll be biased toward their home base. But the fact that they're setting up, like, the NXT UK brand tells me they care about globalization. And I think with that, they figure that people in the UK are going to watch no matter what. They're going to watch the thing that they taped. But people in the U.S., they kind of have to cater to them in terms of the time if they want them to watch. So I think that's what the thing is with not doing it live. They didn't want to be like, okay, we're going to put it at this strange time where people in the U.S. aren't going to be able to watch it or aren't going to want to watch it. Whereas no matter when they put it on, UK people are going to watch it. So I think that that's kind of what their line of thinking is too. But I don't think that this means that they'll never have another pay-per-view in the UK. I think they will, and I think they should, and I think that we might even get a WrestleMania there one day. It's not that hard to do. You can have a WrestleMania on, like, during the afternoon. Mm-hmm. It can happen, and I have no doubt that eventually it will happen.
Yeah, I agree with you guys.
Great. Next email. Good right. email. Good email. I appreciate right, it. I appreciate right, you making right, me yell right, in accents. Right. That's fine.
Go ahead.
This is from Donald. Katrina is not a ghostin'.
That's incorrect.
Yeah, that is fact.
Nope.
Yep.
She even says it. We'll talk about
no,
it.
No, she doesn't. She never said that.
You know what? I saw a preview. I'm not going to say, but she says it this week. Yep.
Yeah, right.
And she does not.
Mm-hmm.
Subject, appreciate the greatness. Appreciate the greatness that is the Rainmaker.
Oh, my God. This is going to be a fucking fluff piece. I can tell it's going to be a fluff piece.
The Patreon email, go to patreon.com/ringrustradio and contribute to the email tier and guarantee some warm mail read in their show every single month. What's good, Ring Rust Radical?
This is the opposite of a hit piece.
Let me get straight to this is PR propaganda. It's fine. Let me get straight to the point. Kazuchika Okada is hands down one of the greatest in-ring talents of all time. The reign of the Rainmaker, pun intended, has to go down as one of the best in wrestling history. 720 days! And more Match of the Year candidates than Punk and Lesnar had combined.
All that's true, though. That's a super long title reign. He's the fucking, he's the guy over in New Japan. And he's having great matches every time. Can't deny any of that.
The guy can sell. He's smooth in the ring. He appeals to both male and females and is only 30. It said fans were legitimately crying when he lost. And for me, it made me get lost in emotion because it made you feel like you cared when you loved wrestling as a kid.
You sure it wasn't a Henny?
So here's the question. Where do you rank this title reign in Okada as a performer? And where do you think his legacy will be when his career is over? Take into consideration that with the new president in New Japan, we'll get a lot more shows here in the U.S. and maybe even a all-New Japan show WrestleMania weekend. Kiari, take the WWE bias out. Keep the good work, Brodies. Ring Rust!
Ring Rust.
P.S. He's already in my top five, maybe my top five. Well, or top ten, maybe my top five.
That's, yeah, the way to go reading.
Okay.
Wow.
So, no glass left there.
Yeah, I was gonna say, what are you gonna yell at me? You're gonna fucking yell at me? You know there's nothing.
The stone just hits Donnie at this point.
Yep. No, I've got the fucking, no. So I got on my wall, I have the top 1,000 wrestlers. And Okada has been climbing for a while now. Okay? He is, for me, he is top 50. He is right now 47th overall.
Wow. Who's 46?
Kenny Omega.
It's pathetic.
No, it's absolutely true.
Can I be honest with Donald real quick?
Which one?
Both of you.
Okay.
So here's the thing. I think Okada might very well go down as the greatest and most accomplished Japanese wrestler of all time. And I think that his title reign might be the best ever in New Japan. But the matter of fact is that the vast majority of wrestling fans, he's not going to be on their radar for one of the best ever overall because he doesn't have the same exposure as guys in the U.S., even with New Japan expanding and becoming more visible. He still doesn't have that same level of exposure
He's asking you where he's ranked.
Oh, no, he's not asking me what I think because if he was asking me, he knows what I think.
So, Kiri, take out the bias.
So, unless you're a Mark like Meltz, you're never going to hear people saying like, oh, Kenta Kobashi or Antonio Inoki or Great Muda or Misawa is the greatest of all time. You're not going to hear that. And I'm sure that's what people say in Japan, but that's not said here. And it won't be said about Okada in the U.S. by most unless he comes to WWE at some point, and that's just the reality of the situation.
47th.
Okay.
PG?
I don't even really think about his reign where he ranks all the time, so we can go like top 500.
Wow.
He's in the BG 500. The BW.
Good joke, good joke. Go ahead, next email.
Next email comes from Jacob Studwell. That's a policy violation.
Terrible nickname, I hate you.
That's really good, actually.
I like that one.
Thank you.
Good dying. Jacob Stud Wellness Policy Violation. Like the wellness policy.
It means he's fucking
you get like a drug test?
It means he's fucking jacked, which is so it's a good thing. Yep.
Subject. WWE is trash. New Japan Pro Wrestling needs to grow.
So hold on, he's stacking like Sasha?
I know, I heard that. Melts is really? On the case. Yeah, when she put two people in the
That's
corner.
Right. hey guys. Listening for over 7 years now, but I've never
emailed. Boy, are my arms tired.
All right, where you been, buddy? Welcome to the show. Tired. I feel like I need to send an email because WWE's freaking garbage. Can I get a Vince Russo impression?
Freaking garbage, bro!
Thank you.
Loud now.
And
what
New
happened?
Japan Pro Wrestling keeps getting better and better. It's getting to the point where I can't watch WWE, and I feel like I'm pulling a Davey M and marking out for anything Japanese and pissing on WWE, not including NXT, of course.
I'm the same way.
With New Japan Pro Wrestling working with TNA, Ring of Honor, and TNA working with Lucha, and every other combo, it seems like it's becoming WWE versus everyone else. How do you think those four could increase their national popularity in the United States, and how could you see New Japan Pro Wrestling maybe getting a better TV deal and them expanding more into the United States? Love everything you guys do. Oh, and
cut your dick.
Stupid.
It's terrible. Right. Let me answer this first, because I actually had this same conversation with Laurent Mondon yesterday or today when I was working. I was working out. I was talking to him.
Yeah.
The only way a company can ever challenge WWE is by finding a Ted Turner kind of guy. He suggested the Bezos guy from Amazon, just all of a sudden likes wrestling and just throws a shit ton of money at it. You need that. You need something like that. You need all these companies to kind of, they would have to all kind of have talent exchanges, because the key is you'd need all of this talent to kind of even think about even going anywhere near coming up against WWE. You'd need a major television deal. You'd need marketing. You'd need fucking big shows. You would need a whole bunch of stuff. You'd need a whole platform, because you're not going to go to pay-per-view now. So you need your own platform. So it's a major uphill struggle that I don't think any of them can do. But with that said, there is a market for wrestling. So these other companies working together are smart, because you're not poaching from each other. You're helping build notoriety for each other. And it builds a strength. It builds like essentially a group of companies that act as an alternative for WWE, which can suck sometimes. So
I'll go next. I have two ideas. One is to promote free live streams on Twitch. Twitch is huge. People go there. TNA has been doing that.
Jesus
not
Christ,
as well.
Sirens, dude.
Shit happens, bro.
Why are they? Why do they sound like that? Why are they going woo?
They do a study that the change in the siren freaks people out more. Seinfeld joke, Don. You suck. So Twitch live streams and doing it for free is the way to go. The other thing is, if Netflix wanted to expand its reach and do like weekly shows, sort of like how WWE has NXT weekly, see now Netflix really does a lot of the, hey, just binge this. But if they wanted to branch out and say, hey, we have this weekly series, one episode a week, that would be a way, I think, where you get into Netflix, not exactly cable television, because a lot of people are cutting the cord. A lot of people just have like Netflix and like they're on demand services and whatnot.
I'm on the cusp of it, man. It's just the bills are so expensive now.
Right.
You could just get the thing is I'm paying like $190 for my bill for cable, internet, and phone. And you know, if I cut
paying for phone?
That's about what I'm paying too.
Yeah.
Now I have a phone.
I don't have a phone. Yeah, it's just part of the three plan. If
yeah.
Think it's part of a
bundle. They bullshit you and tell you it's cheaper.
Yeah, but no, they're right. It is cheaper.
I know they're right, but like it's just stupid.
But I priced out just the internet from the company and then, you know, doing some other stuff, and it was like $40 cheaper. But you don't get certain sports, which sucks
right.
for us. So it's the sports you miss.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like if I wanted to cut my bill down, I would lose Lucha. And I was like, fuck it, I'm not going to do that.
Yeah. Mike?
I think that if the four companies that I mentioned, like, all joined forces and ran super shows and stuff, they could become more popular individually. But I don't think there's a chance of any of them, including New Japan, ever reaching WWE's level, especially with New Japan, because the thing is, it's popular in the United States, more popular than ever before, but it would have to change the way it does things. It would probably have to have a weekly TV show like Raw that's live every week, or at least every other week. It would have to cater to an American audience with primarily English-speaking to build storylines and that type of thing. And I just don't think it's ever going to happen, because New Japan, first and foremost, is going to cater to the Japanese audience. And I don't think it's ever going to change the way it does things. It would have to have, like, that weekly episodic type thing to really hook people in, whereas really what people are hooked on that like New Japan is just, okay, they have great matches. It's not because of the storytelling, like, over the course of, you know, weeks and months.
Yes, it is.
They had... No, it's
yes,
really
it
not.
Absolutely is.
It's
what
really
are you talking
not.
That's how I know you don't fucking follow it. What do you think all the Ibushi and Omega stuff is? All the stuff with the Elite, all the stuff with the fucking the Bullet Club. What are you talking about? All the everything there is built long term. That's what makes them good, is long term storytelling.
That's not what people talk about. People talk about, oh, Omega and Okada have a 7-star match.
Yeah, they have
about,
great matches, but it's because they're telling a story over a long period of time. The difference is there's not enough – there is. They don't do a lot of shows, so they build –
What
a new
was the
course.
Story heading into the match?
Right.
Into which match?
It's because, oh, Omega wanted another title shot. That's what the story was.
No, Omega was given another title shot because Okada's the one who called him out. And then Omega's
what?
Like, oh, you want to call me out? How about this? How about we go 2 out of 3 falls, no time limit?
Okay, so – like
right.
Promo.
So nothing. What New Japan's TV show in the United States is right now is they show matches, and some of them happen X amount of time ago, and it's not live. What they would need is they would need live programming every week with English-speaking focus to build storylines to get people in the United States who don't watch New Japan and haven't watched New Japan to watch it and to care.
You know what else they would need?
You don't seem to understand it.
You know what else they would need? Women.
Yes.
Yeah, that would help.
Yeah, absolutely. They'd have to the New Japan show would also have to feature Stardom, or it would have to feature, you know what I mean? It would have to feature this. If they're not going to incorporate the companies as they probably should, then they should be at least featuring Stardom in the same breath, because they got some great stuff going on in Stardom as well.
More or less, they have to completely change the way they do things, and I don't think they're going to do that.
Well, that's why like I said, you'd have to all the companies would have to form like one union. It'd have to become like a wrestling.
Yeah, I mean,
union.
Listen, just saying like, oh, we have this awesome hour-long match today between Kenny Omega and Kazuchika Okada. It's like, honestly, when you're watching Raw and SmackDown, most people don't want that.
Well, yeah, it has to be a special event. If you're going to watch an hour-long match, it should be, like I said, if Ciampa and Gargano had gone an hour, I would have been okay with it, because that calls for this extreme battle.
Sure,
that,
but what I'm saying is that people just love, like, every fucking New Japan show is like, oh, these guys went 30 minutes. These guys went 25 minutes. They went 40 minutes. They did all these things. But that's not the point, though. The whole thing is all the time they do that. That's what they do. They put on those type of matches. Most people, when they watch Raw and SmackDown, do not really want that, it seems. Like, when we watch Raw and SmackDown, we're like, oh, yeah, this was a 30-minute match between Seth Rollins and whoever. It's like, yeah, it's pretty good. I didn't really fucking give a shit, though.
All right, let's go on to the next email. Thank you for that email. We appreciate it, man. And this is from Fabulous Drula Ogden. Ugh, the subject is Big Nose Fuckface. Agreed. Hey, Ringrose Radio.
Patreon email.
Hey, Ringrose Radio. Who do you think Triple H will face at WrestleMania 35? How would you book the story to get there? Would you have him lose his fourth straight Mania match? And
man, he never puts anyone over.
I mean... Now, because he's got a guilty conscience. So I who I think he's gonna face is Romeo Reigns. I think that.
What?
Yep, I think he's gonna face Romeo Reigns, and I think Triple H should never win at WrestleMania again.
It's pretty dumb.
Yep,
that's dumb. I think you should face Finn Balor, and we all know that Finn obviously hasn't lived up to his potential on the main roster, and I would just play up to that in the feud, like have Triple H say like, you know, I brought you into WWE, I made this big mistake because you can't fucking cut it in WWE, and now he wants to just right the wrong by beating him at WrestleMania, and then you finally, hopefully, have the fucking demon come back at WrestleMania, Finn goes over. And I have no problem with Triple H losing at WrestleMania all the time at this point, because he doesn't need the wins, and he's doing the right thing by putting people over who need it, and Finn obviously needs it.
BG?
I think an invasion-type angle of WWE versus NXT would be pretty cool, where some WWE heels invaded NXT, and that way Triple H could team with NXT talent for a WrestleMania match and finally win something. Because you do need him to win every now and then, so that when he does get beat, it's a big deal.
Well, he's a J-Bro, and so who gives a fuck?
Okay.
Is that it for emails? And we're out of here! Guys, I'm your host of the most, Donald Wood, at Donald underscore Wood on Twitter. Find me on Travel Pulse. Find me on Bleacher Report, baby! BG?
BGNY3 and at Ring Rust Radio.
Mike Chiari?
At Mike Chiari, C-H-I-A-R-I on Twitter. You can read all my articles at BleacherReport.com.
Guys, RingRustRadio.com, that is our website. Ring Rust Radio on YouTube, you can find all of our stuff over there. Facebook, iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play, go fucking rate, review, subscribe, do all the things that you could do to help Ring Rust Radio out. Also, Facebook group, we have a bunch of friends over there hanging out. Go with them, go hang out, go experience the madness that is that. My father-in-law followed that Facebook group and has been getting nonstop Ring Rust Radio messages, and he looked at me and he's like, this sucks, why did you make me do that? I said, I didn't do it. I didn't do it to you, dude. So he unfollowed us.
Joking. Love you guys.
Yeah, no. No, I'm totally serious. It blew his shit up, but he was pissed off.
No, I know. I said it was annoying. I was joking.
Oh, yeah. You should be fucking joking. You're the annoying one. Fucking long-ass shorts. At RingRustRadio on Twitter. Email us at RingRustRadio.com. Mike, you already have some shirts.
ProWrestlingTees.com/RingRustRadio. Just so many good t-shirts over there. We've had so many talented people design shirts for us. You know, Daniel Hayden, he's put some fantastic t-shirts out there over the years. But you know what the best t-shirt that we've ever had is?
That was creepy. You saying fantastic
fantastic. You know what the most fantastic t-shirt of all is? Cut your dick! Buy that shirt. Buy all the shirts, but especially that one. Please?
You're fucking zero. BG, talk about patreon.com/ringrustradio.
A great way to interact with the show. You can come on our show to do Smark Say the Darndest Things next month after Extreme Rules, just like Manish did, Dr. Manish did, today for Money in the Bank. Also this week, we put up our Patreon-exclusive bonus episode, Ring Rust Roundtable, discussing wrestling video games. And we had a very special match commentary you hear later this month, but we did it already this week. It's on there. Brian Pillman versus Johnny B. Badd. WCW Fall Brawl 1995.
Why?
Couldn't tell you. We did it and I still don't know why.
I don't know. I'm confused. All right, guys. We are out of here. We're going to head out of here on the Rusev song.
Jeff Hardy thoughts.
We'll see.
Rusev's go. All
right, guys. Thank you so much for listening to another week of madness. And we hope that we've made this lackluster at times week better for you by talking it through and making you laugh. But if not, you know. We gave you a lot of time.
All right.
We killed a lot of time for you at the very least. God bless America. We'll see you back here next week.
This is over for now. Brendan Gavin, you may raise the game for others. You will never reach my level. You entered my dimension, not the world champion. You left my dimension, not the world champion. Rusev is a friend. Yeah, I know he's been good in the ring. But lately something's changing, ain't hard to define. Rusev's got himself a girl and I wanna make her mine. Lana's watching Ziggler with her eyes. She's talking to him with that accent, I just know it. And he helped her with her ankle on Raw Monday night. You know, I wish that I had Rusev's girl. I wish that I had Rusev's girl. Vince says he can't get a woman like that. Ziggler plays along with the charade. That doesn't seem to be a reason to crush. Mouse has no problem telling lies, it's mad freaking cute. Rusev wants to tell her that he loves her, but the point is probably moot. Cause Lana's watching Ziggler with her eyes. And she's talking to him with that accent, I just know it. And he's helping her with her ankle on Raw Monday night. You know, I wish that I had Rusev's girl. I wish that I had Rusev's girl. Vince says he can't get a woman like that, like Rusev's girl. I wish that I had Rusev's girl. Vince says he can't get a woman. Vince says he can't get a woman like that.
Lana's looking at Dolph all the time, wondering why they ever bought that house. Ziggler's been funny and cool with the lines. This ain't how booking's supposed to be. Tell me, Vince says he can't get a woman like that. You know I wish that I had Rusev's girl. Who said I had Rusev's girl? I want Rusev's girl. Vince says he can't get a woman like that. You know I wish that I had Rusev's girl. Who said I had Rusev's girl? I want Rusev's girl.